Hello and welcome to Voice of Unwavering Confidence. It's Amolulai Piaida. I apologize, my voice is a little bit raspy, but welcome to today's daily devotional with Voice of Unwavering Confidence. And today our topic is God is watching. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for your presence. Thank you because you are Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you because you are in every situation, at every moment in time in our lives. Thank you for always keeping watch over us, but also thank you for watching. Thank you, O God, for this revelation. As we read through your word, we pray that you enlighten us, you open our eyes, you open our hearts, and Lord, you teach us and you give us the grace to act in accordance to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, we're going to be taking our Bible reading from the book of Proverbs chapter 5. And we are going to read verses 21 to 23. For a man's ways are before the Lord's eyes, and he considers all his paths. A wicked man's iniquities will trap him. He will become entangled in the ropes of his own sin. He will die because there is no discipline, and be lost because of his great stupidity. Amen. I've just read from the Christian Standard Bible version, and as I was pondering on this topic for a few days, if not about a week now, it just became very apparent to me that we tend to forget that in everything that we do, at every moment in time of our lives, God is watching. And everything, like even when we think that nobody sees what we're doing, nobody can read our minds, God sees everything. And he sees those silly things that we do that end up putting us in trouble. He sees when we've lacked discipline, when we've failed to control our temper, when we've failed to control our anger. He's seen when we've failed to control our tongues and we've put ourselves in trouble. And we've basically fallen into a trap that we set for ourselves, you know. God is watching and God sees everything. So I feel like we just need to be reminded of this so that when we are going about our daily activities, we are reminded that even when we are alone, God sees us. When we're with people that are outside of our families and we feel like, oh, nobody here knows me, God sees and God is watching. And we shouldn't expect that we can get away with doing silly things and making mistakes and making decisions and doing things out of God's will. We shouldn't think that we can do things like that and get away with it. I'm going to close with Proverbs chapter 4, and we're going to read this instruction in Proverbs, basically admonishing us and encouraging us to follow the straight path, keeping in mind that God is omnipresent. God sees all that we're doing. God sees our hearts. The part of the Bible tells us that right from our mother's womb, God knew us. God sees all our steps, all our paths, all our thoughts, and there is no place that we can go to hide from his presence. So I'd read Proverbs 4 verses 20 to 27 says, "My son, pay attention to my words. Listen closely to my sayings. Don't lose sight of them. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Guard your heart above all else, for it is the source of life. Don't let your mouth speak dishonestly, and don't let your lips talk deviously. Let your eyes look forward. Fix your gaze straight ahead. Carefully consider the path for your feet, and all your ways will be established. Don't turn to the right or to the left. Keep your feet away from evil. Dear God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for this reminder that you are constantly watching. Your eyes do not skip our mistakes, or do not fail to see the intents of our hearts, the things that we do when no one else is watching. Help us, oh God, even to be reminded of this truth. And Lord, give us the grace to walk in accordance to your will. Help us to fix our gaze straight ahead. Help us, oh God, that we do not lose sight of what your word commands us, that we do not turn to the right or to the left, and help us, Lord, to keep our feet from evil. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening in on today's episode. I hope that you are encouraged, you are uplifted, and have an amazing day. God bless you.